Proclamation number 3238 of 31st of August, 1944. Exhortations. John 14. Dwelling in the heart. Your heart should be pure and without dross if you want to receive me in it. And thus you should make an effort to ennoble yourselves and only carry good thoughts within yourselves. Every ignoble impulse should stay away from you. You should treat each other with peace and love. You should not allow any resentment or hatred to arise within yourselves. You should always be willing to help and use your strength to work in love. You should often pause in prayer and also remember the deceased. You should practice mercy and bear your fellow human beings' weaknesses with all patience and not want to excel but serve in humility and meekness wherever you can accomplish a work of love. For only then will you become like me if you make an effort to follow me in everything, if you constantly work on yourselves and discard all faults and weaknesses. Then I can take possession of your hearts and dwell and work in you. This is an exceeding bliss already on earth, for if I myself am with you there will be no more hardship, no more earthly suffering and no more pain. For your body no longer feels anything, only before the world it still appears sensitive for the sake of people who do not yet grasp a high degree of maturity which allows my presence. And thus I am also not obviously recognizable. Yet the earthly child which has fulfilled the conditions to revel in my presence feels my nearness and is exceedingly blissful. It hears me and is happy about my voice. And every person can achieve this happiness if he eagerly strives for perfection, if he does everything to gain my pleasure and shapes his heart into love. For then he will inevitably draw me close to him and I will take abode in his heart and never ever leave him. But if you have shortcomings and don't make an effort to get rid of them, you create an obstacle for me in my activity, and then I will remain eternally inaccessible to you. You must seriously want and request the strength from me to carry out the will, and you must do everything in order to progress in your development. You must examine yourselves and fight your faults. You must compete in good and constantly strive to perfect yourselves. Then my love will assist you and strength will flow to you. Your striving will be successful. You will be able to receive me myself into your heart, and this signifies beatitude already on earth and eternal unification in the spiritual kingdom. For unification with me takes all earthly hardship away from you, it makes you free and powerful, it relieves you of earthly heaviness, and knowledge opens up to you which makes you happy and stimulates you into utmost activity of love. For then my voice will continue to sound to you and I will teach you and determine all your ways, your actions, your thoughts and your will. Yet I do not force you but your heart, which is voluntarily offered to me, carries the same will within itself. It has completely subordinated itself to my will, and therefore the human being can no longer think and want differently. And this is the great bliss of being one with my will. Therefore, strive for this union with me with all diligence, work on yourselves and shape yourselves into love, so that I can be with you in all fullness, so that I can take abode in your hearts and you will no longer be lonely and forsaken. So that my love can make you happy and my strength flow to you. So that you no longer walk the earthly path alone but have a constant companion in me. Amen.